Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check. Morning. It's Thursday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we are just...
We're checking in. We have to check in.
How can we not?
It's so important to check in.
We got to get to our friends.
Ugh.
We hope the vibes are good this morning, though. Tomorrow's payday for a lot of people.
Some of you
get paid today on Thursdays. I don't know how that works. It's
sometimes we get paid on Thursdays. Like, I'll check my account randomly. I'm like, oh my God, not a hitting early.
Yeah, usually during a holiday week. Where's everybody at this morning?
Let's see where our friends are at.
Let me open up the phone lines. I didn't do that yet.
Remember on Monday when Amy texted and she was like, my daughter's the Virgin Mary and she's now pregnant. That was crazy. That's my Roman Empire. I can't stop thinking about it.
Are you sure you read it right?
Yeah. I think I still have it, actually. She's like, one time. One time trying it out. Okay, let's see.
Oh, so she's not a virgin. She did the deed.
I think she was, and then she got pregnant. Amy from Sodas is here. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Blessed to see another year. My husband is taking me to dinner tonight. Have a great day, guys. Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, happiest of birthdays.
Period.
It's your birthday.
Go, Amy. Go, Amy. It's your birthday. Go, Amy.
Yeah. Everyone's like, I wish they would stop doing that. Perfect.
No, this is our thing. Nobody wishes that. Come on. It's our thing. Amy, have the best birthday, though. Thanks for coming through this morning. We appreciate that.
Gina's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today. I'm going to the Park Ave holiday party tonight. Yeah, that is tonight. Get your hats and mittens on. There's been so many outdoor activities Christmas based this week. We had the Pittsford candle lighting. We have the Park Ave crawl tonight, and so on and so forth. Everyone just dress appropriately, please. All right, who else is here? Jess is here. She said vibes are okay today. I slept like crap. So that's going to make my work day a little less productive.
Get that coffee, girl.
Period.
I'm on cup number 3. What time is it? 6:11. That's not good. That can't be healthy. Because I'm going to have at least two more, right? You see every time I leave the studio to go upstairs.
Is that what you're doing? I don't really like know what you're... Yeah, cool.
Yeah, going to get coffee.
Yeah.
That should, I made.
Yeah, we should just have a Keurig in here.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Cheap.
But, you know, I got to get my steps in. Vibes are pretty good today. It's Thursday. The weather's going to be... We're going to see some snow today, you guys, for sure. And it's going to be super windy out this afternoon. Breezy and I have our holiday company lunch this afternoon.
We love a luncheon.
We love barbecue.
Oh, yes, we do. We have a busy day today.
This is their way of saying, hey, thank you for the hard, for your efforts. Thanks for the hard work.
Here's a rack of ribs, you know.
While most people are getting a slice of pizza and a soda. Thanks for the revenue. Thanks for the revenue you brought in.
I wonder who's catering.
But it's, you know, it's cool. It keeps the vibes going. It keeps the morale up.
Sure.
You know, and we're all together. We do this every single year at the same location. It's a cool brewery, but we have a good time.
Can I just say something, though? Like, I've been thinking about this a little bit. In years past, and I don't even think I should say this, but I'm going to say it. In years past, there's been a celebration for people who have had big life moments at these parties. So if I don't get a cake for my engagement, it's all over.
Oh, I don't see you getting a cake whatsoever.
What?
No, I don't see that happening, but I will be very surprised if you do.
Or any acknowledgement whatsoever.
Why?
I just went from a cake to, like, just a congrats. Because everybody else has, like, we had a pregnant coworker who, like, she comes in the office once a year, and everyone was like, we have a cake for her and, like, a thing of baby toys. And I'm like, okay, like, pop off. Like, love that moment for her, but also... What are we doing here?
Okay.
Not me being bitter before it even starts.
I know. God, the hypotheticals are absolutely crazy. All right, guys, coming up for the big story of the day, the malls are back, baby. Don't roll your eyes. I'm going to tell you why. But we shop online. Why would you want to shop online when you can go into the store and feel it?
Oh, my God.
Smell it. The malls are back, especially Grease Ridge. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. This is very exciting. This is something to get pumped about right before the holidays.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, the malls are back, baby.
Let's go.
The mall at Grease Ridge had its strongest Black Friday in at least 5-6 years, they said. It announced it in a release this week, which was yesterday, but they said the mall traffic rose, over 30% compared to 2021 to 2024. And obviously, you know, the addition of that massive Boscov's department store in late October.
Hell yeah.
It has drawn in such large crowds to the mall where you feel like, I mean, you win on Black Friday. You thought it was 1999 all over again.
No, fully.
So the mall said it had a 92% occupancy rate, and other new tenants added in the last year have really helped with that. That includes Hot Pot 585. Haven't been there. Apple Cinemas went in. Goodwill of the Finger Lakes, Charlotte, Ruse. And then the Monroe County Office for the Aging and Veterans Service Agency.
That's the one I'm going to. So.
Yeah.
My first stop right before Boscov's.
All the things. No Abercrombie, no KB toy stores anymore.
Honestly, Grease Ridge Mall is a nice mall.
It is.
In my opinion.
It's the mall I grew up in. I mean, the new additions and enhanced safety measures have fueled the recent growth, the mall said. Shoppers are returning in large numbers, and the energy at Grease Ridge has been tremendous, says General Manager Jay Wilmot. So, basically, their new retailers have driven real momentum this year, and they're seeing families and young adults fully embracing the holiday season at their property. And let me tell you, that makes them smile ear to ear.
Absolutely.
Grease Ridge has a special place in my heart because this is where I got my first job. PacSun.
I never in my life went to Grease Ridge Mall growing up. Obviously,
a little far for you.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, Eastview was our mall, and then, like, from time to time, Marketplace. But never, ever, ever. I didn't go to Grease Ridge until I, like, moved up here when I was, like, 25. Yeah. So
I was dying to get a job.
Route 21 there.
All I wanted to do was get a job at Spencer Gifts, and I couldn't land it. And then my cousin's like, well, I work at PacSun. I'll get you the job. It was seasonal, So I started in November. They're going to try me out until Christmas. But PacSun wasn't really my, it was more of a surfer,
yeah,
skater.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really my vibe. And everybody in there was a little bit more hardcore.
Everyone was wearing a shark tooth around their neck. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, and they had a meeting. And I remember they went around the room asking everyone, what's in your CD player right now? And everyone's like, Limp Bizkit, Jay-Z. And I was trying to act like hard and think of something, and I panicked. And I was like, Destiny's Child.
No, I'm dead.
And they didn't. I mean, pretty much after that, I lasted another 4 weeks, and that was the end of it.
Wowzers.
Sometimes, you guys, holidays bring out the worst in people, or maybe the best. This is starting to turn into a real toxic relationship between Breezy and her neighbor.
I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm being thrown for a loop. One day she loves me, the next day she hates me, and so on and so forth. I'll tell you exactly what was on my doorstep. And that honestly shook me to my core. Coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 31 for the high today. This is starting to turn into a real toxic relationship.
No, it actually is.
It's already there. We've made it.
I can't even believe that this is my reality as an almost married woman.
Some of you don't know this, but Breezy's neighbor, she's playing games.
She's playing so many games. And I don't want to be a part of any of it, but somehow, some way, I'm right here in the center. So if you remember correctly, I chatted about it a couple of weeks ago, and I told you the story about how, my God, I've only seen her one time. How can I only see someone one time but have so many interactions with them? Because she's playing games. I was backing into my garage at our new place that we just bought. We live in a condo. We have an HOA. It's a whole thing.
Section 14. Can't do it.
So I'm backing into my garage and she's barreling around the corner, going into her garage, beeping, screaming, going really fast. And I really thought something was wrong. I thought she was having a medical issue. So I was concerned for her.
You thought you maybe backed up on her dog.
I have no idea what was happening.
She lost
until she got out of her car and came charging at my car and was like, you can't back into the garage. It's illegal here. I'm like, not me getting arrested for backing into my garage. So I didn't say anything to her. I just rolled my window up and I was just like, oh my God, she's out of sorts. So
you avoided the confrontation.
I literally was just
like the plague.
I literally looked at her side-eyed and I was like, okay. And I just rolled my window up. So I get in the house. I tell Patrice about it. She's like, oh my God, she's crazy. Like, whatever. We read the bylaws. She's right. I can't back into the garage. Got it. Then, maybe like 3 or 4 days later, she left us this long note that I couldn't read because it was in cursive. Like, I haven't done cursive since the second
grade. Oh, like, she's old school. I love it.
I literally was like decoding it. I go, what is happening? Is this Morse code?
How old is she?
I think she's like 65.
Okay, she wrote in cursive. That's hot. And what did it say?
It basically, in so many words, said like, I took the garbage out one day, like the garbage cans, because it was garbage pickup day. And she was like, you can't take the garbage out because the unit next to us has hired someone to take the garbage cans out.
She's got her eye.
You need to take them in every third Wednesday of the month. And you can't park. You're parked too close to the garage door. There needs to be at least 4 feet of space for people to get through. Mind you, we all share one garage. There's 4 different bays, but we all like, but why do you need to get to my side of the, what right. is happening here?
What type of haircut does she have?
I don't even know. Cause again, I only saw her that one time and she was screaming at me and I blacked out. Cause I was just like, I could either roast this woman or I can just ignore. And I chose to ignore.
So big of you.
I know, I'm growing every day, growing, changing, evolving every day.
Here we are.
But here we are. So I have had nothing but horrible interactions with this woman. And to my surprise, I truly was like, she wants us dead. She hates us. She wants us to move out. But yesterday, the tides have changed. I'm making a beautiful lunch. I'm making soup for dinner. And I hear this like rattle at my door. Not like a knock, but like we have a front door and then we have like another door that goes to the front door. Kind of like a screen, but like not really. And I'm hearing that like kind of rattle and I'm like, is someone breaking in right now? Mm. And then I see her walk past my window and I'm like, what is going on here? So I immediately go out, and I wanted to catch her in the act, not like to like, you know, do anything harmful, but I just wanted to like actually meet her for the first time.
The perfect neighbor.
So I go out, and there's a letter wedged into my door and a poinsettia on my stoop.
Oh, how sweet.
So I grab the card and I grab the poinsettia and I read the card and it's like, what does it say? It's addressed to Patrice and I.
Okay.
And it says, our last names, Miss and Miss, whether together or apart, in our favorite memories, family and friends fill the holidays with happiness.
What a psycho.
Happy New Year, sincerely, your neighbor.
Oh, that's so sweet, though, at the same time. I'm getting a lot of mixed signals.
Me too. Maybe she's giving toxic relationship.
This is the point where she probably feels a little guilty. Maybe she's played it over and over in her head. She's like, this is her way of apologizing. Maybe. I don't know. Or she just handed you the number one plant responsible for killing most animals.
I know. That is the most poisonous plant. There's a motive here. And then someone else was like, maybe it's bugged. And I was like, maybe it is. So now I just like don't really know what to do.
Well, did you check the soil?
I mean, I was in the middle of cooking, so I did not. But I will.
Now you have to do something nice. What are you going to do?
I hate when people put me in this position.
You have to do something now. What do you guys think Breezy should bring over there? I don't know. She seems like she's a little, I don't know, she's a tight ass. So maybe a case of wine?
She told the RG&E guy that she was the mayor of our complex.
Mm. Yeah, you're dealing with the final boss here.
I mean, Patrice, her goal for 2026 is to get on the HOA board. So,
oh my Lord.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
You think they're going to let a 20-something-year-old on the HOA board? Yeah, right.
They will.
These people put their time in. This is their livelihood. This is everything they've worked for.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be Patrice's, too. When she does something, she goes all in. You know what I mean?
Right. Can you imagine if she turns out to be the president of HOA?
Now that she's done this, I'm waiting for the next big blowout. Because that's the waves of emotions. It's up. It's down. And I don't know what it's going to be.
The only thing you can do from here on out, and maybe you guys can agree with me, you got to kill her with kindness.
A lot of the Instagram comments are.
Because, listen, we can't go on our show all the time and talk about how everyone's facing a battle, others know nothing about.
Right.
You know, she's probably going through a couple of things. And you know what? Maybe she needed an outlet. And you're the first person she ran into. And she's like, I'm going to take my day out on you. So now you got to kill her with kindness and do something nice.
Yeah. Well, I'll put a poll up on our Instagram of what I should
get this woman. That's a great idea.
I don't even know where to begin. I don't know the first thing about her. Never met her.
What do you guys think?
She was spitting in my face, essentially.
A bottle of wine or an ass-out hug? We'll let you guys decide.
A box of nice Red Cat. You know what I mean?
Red Cat. What is that stupid, cheap wine that people always
Frenzia.
Get? Frenzia. Carlo Rossi. 98
PX. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The new guy at work has my attention, and it's killing me. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This is really sad, you guys, but we're going to read it anyways.
Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight.
You guys want to know the number one spot where cheating takes place the most? You guessed it.
Work.
It's the workplace.
Yes.
You want to know who cheats the absolute most in relationships? You guessed it. It's women. No, I made that up. So get a load.
Classic.
Get a load of this message we got on Instagram earlier this week. And this one is anonymous this morning, but this person is looking for honest feedback.
Okay.
Which means do not hold back this morning, you guys. Sharing is caring, and we want you to share your honest thoughts. That's the whole point. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Please don't use my real name. Call me Lisa, if you like. I need some help here. I've been engaged for almost a year and a half. My fiance keeps saying he wants to give me a proper wedding, so we have to wait until we have the money. We haven't even picked a date yet, and I've told him that it doesn't matter to me, but he insists on waiting. Recently, I met a new guy at my office who's really cute.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Isn't this how it starts? He's kind, a gentleman, and I get genuinely excited when he's around. My heart even flutters when he texts me.
Oh, my God.
I know what you guys are thinking. Why is he texting her?
Right. Why?
In full honesty.
He's like, did you finish the project?
In full honesty, I did send him a photo of myself in a cute workout clothes. Right before heading to the gym. I was upfront with him about being engaged, but I also shared my frustration about the slow wedding planning. And he's been really understanding and has even said things like, if you were my fiance, I wouldn't wait. I've never had a reason to doubt my fiance's love for me, but now I'm beginning to have doubts after meeting this new guy. Are these thoughts something I should take seriously, or is it just pre-wedding nerves? I'm wrestling with that as well. I just want to know if anyone else has ever been in a situation and can offer some advice. Like, she's in a tough spot. Okay, right. So she needs advice. If you were Lisa's friend, what would you tell her to do next? 585-252-9800. How about run?
Yeah.
How about run fast?
Job.
That's my advice.
Get a new job. You can't handle the temptation. What do you do? What are we doing here?
It's always
so. Why are you feeling this way?
Why?
What does that have to?
The question is, why are you sending him selfies of you and your new workout gear? Right,
that's not work related at all.
This is so good.
Like when the conversation, like I don't know, when conversations with coworkers go beyond work, I think you're not co-workers anymore, you're friends.
Sure.
But like being friends with a random guy at work is
here we go. You're
red flags in my book.
You're dipping your little toe into the pool. Here they come. Here come the texts. Mike says, Mike from Greece says, if she's texting and sending photos of someone else of her in gym clothes, yeah, she's flirting. She's doing something she shouldn't be doing. How about respect your fiance and put some distance between you and your coworker? She's not going to do that when it feels so good. Listen, we've all seen this movie. We know what happens next, right? Tell her, guys, what happens next? Oh, they find each other alone in the break room, sharing sweet sentiments with one another. Then what? Next thing you know, she's trying to save a horse and ride a cowboy, right?
Oh, God.
Let's go over to Shannon. She's not catching feelings. She's shopping for a replacement. If you're already sending thirst trap gym selfies to your coworker, the engagement is basically over. Just call it what it is. I agree, Shannon. I agree. Miranda says, honestly, you're allowed to feel a spark, but acting on it, that's on you. I would step back and see if the feelings fade, or it could be telling you something deeper about your relationship. I mean, which is also true, too. Listen, we had this conversation on the show, what, Monday or last week?
Yeah.
Like, people who've gotten engaged, people who've gotten engaged and then the next day was like, I don't think I can do this.
It's not for
me. It sets in.
It does.
And you're like, the person I realized, the same conversation I had with that girl at Tin Cup that was talking to me and my friends, she got engaged and then realized the next day, I'm not happy. This isn't for me. I realize I don't even love my fiance. I'm like, oh.
You should never have those feelings after getting engaged. Like, it's normal to, like, worry and, you know, have this feeling of I'm scared of the next step. But
sure.
The thing that brings you back to center is I'm not scared anymore because I'm with this person that is who I want to do life with.
Some people, they can't figure that out. It seems like the longer she's waiting for this marriage to come together, the longer she, or the more she's, you know, got her eye on this new piece of candy. Greg
right.
says, you can't trust women. I've been saying it since day one. All right. Well, Greg, hurry up and get ready before you miss the bus. Kelly, Kelly says, someone find this woman's fiance and tell the poor guy not to marry this woman. Unfortunately, happens all the time. I work in an office setting, and the amount of married people having an affair is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
I knew someone who was having an affair with a coworker, and they were caught on camera in the parking garage.
See?
And then HR had to get involved, this whole thing.
What's done in the dark will come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go to Kara that says, I was engaged and met someone new at work. Honestly, it made me realize I wasn't happy in my relationship. And it's a hard truth. Not proud of it, but better to figure it out before walking down the aisle.
Right.
Listen, Lisa, who messaged in, this anonymous woman, we'll call her Lisa per her request. You got to take a step back. You either figure it out and you want to be with your fiance or you don't. But you can't have it both ways.
No.
Everything you're talking about right now, we've seen it. We've seen every movie. It always starts this way. What happens now? You're emotionally cheating, and then that's going to start to turn into physical sooner or later.
You feeling giddy every time they text you is not
pump the brakes.
Great. It's not great.
It always starts with, we're just talking. Respectfully, you need to shut it down
right
before it turns into something that you can't undo.
Because it's disrespectful to your fiance, period, point blank.
That's our thoughts. What do you guys think about that? I'm so glad. I love the message, though. Thank you, Lisa. It's a quick break. We're going to be right back. It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98.
It's a big weekend here in Rochester. If you are trying to get into the holiday spirit, you don't have to leave this city, baby.
No, you don't.
Because the Rock Holiday Village is starting tomorrow on Friday, and that is going to run through Sunday, December 28th. So you can go there. You can get a lot of holiday shopping done from a lot of local businesses, ice skating, visits with Santa, winter treats.
It's beautiful.
All of the things.
Breezy and I will be there.
We will be there. I rented out an igloo for 30 of my closest friends.
that thing fits 30?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's massive. I thought it was like 8 to 10 people in
no,
that thing.
No, 30. So that'll be fun. That's tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the keg tree lighting that Moose talked about a couple days ago, that's taking place tomorrow at 7 p.m. If you've never experienced that, it's built with more than 650 empty beer kegs. They wrap it with twinkle lights, and they just send it on their way.
That's at Genesee Brew House.
Yes, that's tomorrow. And then Saturday, Victor Jingle Mingle's happening.
Nice.
There's going to be a lot of activities for kids. A holiday market, photos with Santa, that runs from 1 to 5. We're going to jump on the news this weekend and reiterate all of this stuff because there is a lot of fun stuff happening in Rochester. And we want to make sure you're in the loop.
Tune in.
PXY
around town, Moose and Breezy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but we are multi-talented.
TV personalities
yes,
as well.
Yes, of course.
They give us a one-minute time slot every weekend.
And we crush it every time.
Coming up on the show, at what point do you stop calling it a coincidence and start calling somebody out? Because coming up, we're gonna talk to Marissa, who's on hold, and she says this isn't a coincidence anymore. Her neighbor is straight up copying and pasting everything her 8-year-old does onto her daughter. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to get really uncomfortable and weird. Anyone know someone like this? We'll get into it and talk to Marissa. At what point do you stop calling it a coincidence and start calling somebody out? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and we're just talking about those people in your life who don't just get inspired by you. I mean, they mirror your entire existence. You get a haircut, suddenly they're rocking the same one.
It's like you have a shadow following you around, essentially.
You adopt a horse, next thing you know, they get a horse.
It's like, what's happening here?
Have any of you ever noticed that someone was slowly trying to steal your identity? Did you say anything to them about it? Marissa's on hold right now, and she says this isn't a coincidence anymore. Her neighbor is straight up copying and pasting everything her 8-year-old does onto her daughter.
That's wild.
It's starting to get a little weird. Hi, Marissa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for letting me vent. I'm going to try to do my best and not sound petty.
Well, tell us. We want to know where your frustration with your neighbor is actually stemming from.
Well, it's been a long time coming. You know, at first it wasn't that annoying, but now instead of frustrating, everything's gotten creepy. So mm-hmm. let me explain. Okay, I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a best friend, and they do play dates together and all of that. And I know her mom kind of, let's call her Stacy. So I've known Stacy for a while. We see each other around, but we don't really hang out, like in mom groups or anything.
Sure.
But she's been copying literally everything I do.
No.
I know that sounds crazy, but I don't mean like, for me as a mom, for my daughter. And
okay.
First it was like little stuff, you know, because they're hanging out and friends sometimes do matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
And I bought my daughter these super cute sneakers from Target, and boom. Stacey's kid shows up the next week at our play date in the exact same pair. So it was like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cute. And then I posted a picture of my daughter's room after we, you know, redecorated. I guess she saw something and she's like, oh, I want rainbow lights. And so
yeah,
we did the whole room. Guess who suddenly is redoing their daughter's room with the same rainbow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Stop it.
Do you think maybe it's a coincidence?
You know, I wanted to think that it was like, you know, because like little kids, they do best friendy things. And I thought maybe the girls have talked about it. But here's where it's like really weird. OK, so and I'm actually kind of pissed about it because I think this kind of crosses the line. Last month, my daughter, she's been talking about this haircut for a long time. It's like that. It's really popular right now. It's that kind of like shoulder length bob with a little curl.
OK.
Anyway, so I finally got it for her. And the next week, you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, okay.
Everything. And this time, it was the first time that my daughter said something, and that's really when I knew that they hadn't talked about it. And this was all Stacy, because my daughter was like, you know, sometimes it's nice to be the first person to have something cool, or, you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's just a haircut. And then
This is the final straw. We thought there was a final straw. It keeps getting better. What did she do? What else did she copy?
So, you know, a lot of kids have the same style, winter coats. Like, you guys yes. know how, like, things are in fashion or whatever. So everybody had this same coat in black. Like, all the kids were like, oh, I have a black one. But I got my daughter the purple one. And it's a purple North Face. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was very specific.
Sure.
And I brought it up to her. I was like, listen, everybody's going to have these shoes. Everybody's going to have that haircut now. But nobody else is going to have this coat.
Guess who's got it?
She's got it.
She's got it. She found it.
You already know.
So,
the same jacket, the same color.
Okay. Obviously, maybe in the beginning, this could be looked at as flattery. Now it's just kind of what you mentioned earlier. It's creepy. Yes?
Yeah. It's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, kids definitely want to fit in at school, and they want to, you know, do the cool thing, 6'7", you know, whatever they're
yeah,
into.
Yeah, right.
I'm dead.
But I'm feeling now I want to test it, and I want to, like, buy some really tacky, ugly stuff.
Yeah.
To see if
Just
that's
to
what it
see
is.
What, and yeah, what's happening here.
So now your daughter has to suffer.
I don't I don't want to teach my daughter, like, how to be so mean and petty at a young age, but I definitely want to say, listen, how about we try this? But I don't know if I should just talk to her about it, or how do I even bring that up?
Yeah.
I mean, so
right.
That's why I'm calling.
All right. Well, let's ask our listeners, 585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in on this. This is probably more common than most people think.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman
is... It's keeping up with the Joneses to a T.
She is copying and pasting your entire life, or your daughter's life, for that matter.
That's right there. So she's not, like, copying my style. Not that she could, but, you know, it's...
I'm done with you.
Yes.
Okay, Marissa, this is a tough one this morning. And if you guys are just tuning in... Marissa's daughter's best friend's mom is copying everything that you're doing for your 8-year-old, correct, Marissa? And now it's to a point where it's so obvious that you can't even ignore it anymore.
Yeah, it's gross at this point.
So, guys, how do you bring this up to the neighbor? Any suggestions? Would love to hear from you. Marissa, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Bye, queen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Don't fly off the handlebars. There are worse things that could be happening right now in your life. Her copying is not the end of the world. I understand it's probably annoying, though.
Yeah, and especially before the holidays.
Yeah, don't want to get to a point where you're, you know, the Netflix all of a sudden does, you know, The Perfect Neighbor Part 2.
Right.
Thanks, Marissa.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay, so basically, I mean, at what point does it stop being flattery and it starts getting weird? I think we can all agree that this situation has probably reached that point.
It's very weird, and it's giving, like, I don't know. Do you want the same mother-daughter relationship that I have, so you're trying to emulate everything that we do? What is happening here?
Let me go over to Carmen on hold. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, my Christmas peeps. How are you?
Good,
Hi,
man.
Gang.
Your thoughts, Carmen?
Hey, this whole conversation is making me want to get a new pair of shoes, a new haircut, a purple coat, and some rainbow lights in my room for some reason. I'm drawn to it.
I can't.
You find it fascinating,
I don't know what it
though,
is.
Right? Isn't it fascinating? I mean, clearly this woman is very envious of Marissa and her kid, and they're emulating that entire personality because they can't find their own identity. But
well,
do you feel bad for the kid? I feel bad for the kid.
I think that the mother sounds like Marissa, the one with the...
Yeah.
Actually, she sounds like she lives in a nice gated community in Beverly Hills. I don't know why she's calling, but I don't know, man. It's just you know, you're copying this little girl because you appreciate her style and whatever. I wouldn't care if somebody was doing that to me.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're different. I mean, no offense, dude. I don't think anyone's interested in copying your style.
You do have one hell of a haircut.
I look really good in my work shirt today, dude. I don't know.
You have one
maybe.
Hell of a haircut, let me put it that way.
Should she say something? Probably not in your book.
How do you say something? How do you broach that subject? I don't know. You do put them in the room at the exact same time, and when they start looking like twins, you got a problem.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Carmen, love you, man. Thanks. Amber says, good morning. Yes, I would say something. This mom knows exactly what she's doing. Nobody accidentally copies a haircut, bedroom decor, and a winter coat. That's intentional.
Right.
Jill says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I have a coworker who I do not like because she is this person.
Ugh.
At first, you take it as flattery, and then
it just becomes straight up annoying.
Comes a point where you just get annoyed and creeped out because it feels like someone is purposely trying to steal your identity. And in this case, it's with 8-year-olds.
I know that everyone's like, imitation is the best form of flattery, but like it does get old after a while. Trust me.
Let me get to our friend Matthew on hold this morning. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I love the Matthew drop. Well done.
Thank you.
Another Marissa. I mean, your kid's 8. What a terrible problem to have. A trendsetter, a little girl wants to copy her friend. Like, at this point, you might as well be a fashion designer if you don't want anybody to copy your style. Like, you're a trendsetter.
Wait.
They're little kids.
Do you think, let me ask you this. Do you think that the little girl is going to her mom and saying, hey, I want to look like Sally? Or do you think the mom's like, eh, that's a great blueprint. I'll just take that.
Who cares? They're kids.
They are kids.
What a terrible problem to have. She got a purple coat. That's awesome. I mean, then her friend got it. I mean, it's about good vibes. Who would get mad at something like that? Also, who would adopt a horse and then also adopt a horse? I caught that earlier. I didn't understand that.
People do it, man. I'm just trying to give an example. Maybe it wasn't the best one. But listen, at the end of the day, like, I understand. I deal with this problem on the daily. I'm a trendsetter.
We see that Instagram. We see that movie.
Yeah. I don't know why she's laughing. I feel
not one person. They don't want their ankle exposed.
I feel like I kind of am a trendsetter. All right, Matt. Thanks for your wise words this morning. We always appreciate it.
Love you guys.
Love
later.
You.
All right, Matt.
He's like, get over it. I don't know.
Holly says, honestly, take it as a compliment. Some people don't struggle. Or some people just struggle to come up with their own ideas.
But that
doesn't
so
mean
annoying.
They're creepy. That's true. They do struggle with that. However, I mean, we're talking about 8-year-olds here. If she didn't notice, she would have said something to her mom. I mean, Marissa's daughter said something. I feel like I don't have anything to myself anymore. I was like, oh, that's interesting that you were that observant. Guess I'm not the only one who noticed. And then I'll go over to Mike, who says the winter coat is what did it for me.
Yeah.
You can't tell me she walked in the store and picked the same exact one by accident. That's not hard to believe, you guys. There's a lot of North Face jackets of different colors that people have.
Yeah, it's the most basic coat probably ever. This person says, sounds like Marissa lives in either Pittsford or Victor. Not the shade being thrown.
She actually is from Pittsford.
And then this last comment, just really taking a turn. Get me on a date with Matt the caller. I'm obsessed with him. All right. We're going to leave it here.
You hear that, Matt? Call us back. Great infos. All right, guys. Maybe it is time to have the conversation with that woman, but be nice about it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Matt's got a date to get on, so we got to coordinate that. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Okay, time to let it rip this morning for There I Said It. 585-252-9800. Some of you need to get the elephant out of the room this morning, and we're going to help you do just that. Right, Breeze?
Period.
Okay. Just making sure you're here.
Let me come out of the gate hot with this one. They've been texting this in for 3 days and I've never read it. So here we go. Separated moms. If he's involved, he's the father of your child, not your baby daddy. Baby daddies are an insult. There, I said it.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess there is tears, right? Like, of how involved you are. I do think baby daddy is kind of a derogatory term, in my opinion.
Huh.
So I understand what she's saying. I do.
He or she? Who wrote that?
A mom. A mom wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, if they're involved, they're involved.
Period.
Let's go over to Victoria. Seeing someone copy your work outfit, but with cheaper shoes, is beyond insulting. There, I said it.
There's a lot of copying going around, and I think a lot of people are very triggered by it. And in this economy, I think it's all we really can afford. You know what I mean?
You need to just say thank you, okay? It's tough being a trendsetter. There's nothing you can do about it, you know? That's why I buy things nobody else has. It's hard for them to copy,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go over to Scott. People who put ketchup on their steak are psychopaths. Sorry, I said it. Saw a woman do it at a restaurant not too long ago. You have
it's
any ketchup?
Cheap. It's cheap.
You like what you like. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do?
Mine for today is this. I don't care about your Spotify Wrapped. There, I said it. It is a personal journey for you. And you and your library know what you've done this year. We all don't need to know about it.
Last night I was...
I don't care.
Well...
And I think it's fake. I genuinely think it's fake. I think that Spotify and Apple Music, they just throw something together that like maybe makes sense.
No, it's all the songs that you've listened to from last year.
I understand that. But like my fiance's top song was like a song she's like, I've listened to that 3 times. Like it's not...
I don't know. I was trying to figure out last night how to do it because I was feeling a sense of FOMO. I have no idea. I was like, I can't. How do I share this to my story?
It's peer pressure. Everyone's doing it just because everyone else is doing it. That's the end of it.
That's what it was. But I got to be honest with you. The number one thing that it was just our podcast, PXY Mornings.
No, you're obsessed.
Not me getting high off our own supply.
No, fully.
Let's go over to Katrina. You can always tell which men have never been in serious relationships or which ones have a death wish because they will typically tell a woman to calm down when she's angry. Not a good idea. There, I said it. Sometimes I've been guilty of that.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Oh, okay. I'll show you a calm down.
Chill, baby cakes.
Because I won't be talking anymore because I'll be...
Listen, sometimes when you tell your significant other to chill, especially a woman, I've been in that situation a couple of times and I'm like, okay, abort mission.
Moose, you're not going to like this one, but whatever. I'm going to read it anyways. This person says, iced coffee after October is a red flag. There, I said it.
A red flag for what exactly?
You're just probably a serial killer.
It doesn't even make sense. I don't care if we're in the middle of January and it's negative 12. I'm ordering an iced coffee. That's what it is, boo. Let's go over to this person. I absolutely love the people on social media who started filming. Oh, I love people on social media who start filming when they don't get their way at a fast food restaurant. These people are the worst type of individuals and some of the loneliest.
Yep.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It's tough today, you guys.
Yeah. We're going off the track.
You wouldn't think it would be after 6 cups of coffee, but you know what? Maybe that's my problem.
It's doing the opposite effect. It really is. And then every single time it blows up, they're like, I didn't expect this to go viral. Stop sending me and my family death threats. It's like, what did you think? You were just posting on the internet for nobody to see? Give me a break.
You honestly thought people were going to take your side on this one, and that's not how it went down.
Every single time you're shooting yourself in the foot. Sorry, but you are. This person says, soft launching a relationship is just crowdsourcing approval. There, I said it. Do we like this one?
Crowdsurfing a relationship. You know, I was thinking about this last night while I was in the comfort of my apartment looking at my beautiful Christmas tree. Nobody should have their tree up still at the end of January. It's not festive. That's straight up depression. Take it down. There, I said it. And the same goes for Christmas lights. There's no reason those need to still be on the house in May.
It annoys me because people keep them up and then they change them with like the holidays coming up. But like, you don't need a Valentine's Day tree. I'm sorry, but you just don't.
It's
ruining the element of magic for Christmas. Why do we need a St. Patrick's Day tree? Why do we need an Easter tree? I just don't get it.
Let's go over to our friend Andy. Sup, guys? Speaking from the heart this morning, but if your car is taking up 2 spots, anyone has the right to key it. There, I said it. I 100% disagree. You can't just be keying somebody's... You can't do it. You can't key their car.
But it should be illegal to take up 2 spots.
It should be. People do it all the time, especially if they drive a big truck. But it doesn't give you the right. And who else you got?
My first car ever was a Toyota Yaris. It was the tiniest, most dainty car. And this truck did that. They took up 2 spots, and it was the middle of winter. I was in college, and we had one parking lot that was actually close to our dorms, and there was like minimal room, but I squeezed in there, and I think I climbed out of the sunroof, if I'm being honest.
Your Yaris had a sunroof?
Yes, it did.
Fully loaded.
It had crank windows, but I don't know what's going on. It was something.
Then we'll go over to one more here. Elena says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. People who wear pajamas to the airport shouldn't be allowed to board first. It's sloppy. There, I said it. Yes, and that's why they're
so worried about what other people are wearing on.
I don't know. You know,
if you're gonna fly, just made a rule that you like dress to impress at the airport. I'm like, ew.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, if you're gonna fly like Southwest or Frontier, you gotta expect a certain demo.
I literally show up with a knapsack because I can't afford a bag. So there's that.
Sometimes when it comes to dressing to impress, some people just don't care. You know what I mean?
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
The malls are back, baby.
Yes, they are.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I got to tell you, I'm very excited to announce this because The numbers came in, and things are looking up.
They are.
The mall at Greece had its strongest Black Friday in years. Years. I mean, you were a part of it. And
not by choice.
Well, it announced in a release this week that the mall told everyone that the traffic rose over 25% compared to 2021 and 2024 in the addition of a massive Boscov's department store in late October has been responsible for drawing in a lot of those crowds. The mall said it had a 92% leasable occupancy rate. Mm-hmm. So basically, you have a lot of new tenants who were added to the list last year, and that includes Hot Pot 585, Apple Cinemas, the movie theater went in. You have Goodwill of the Finger Lakes, Charlotte Russe, and then, you know, Monroe County Office for the Aging and Veterans Service Agency. Yeah, people are going to the mall for that as well. And then, you know, Spencer Gifts, that's always been there. That's not going anywhere. But a lot of these new additions.
Your favorite.
It's my all-time favorite. All these new additions have enhanced the mall and people going. Plus, you have safety measures that have been helping with the recent growth, the mall said. Shoppers are returning in large numbers, and the energy at Greece Ridge has been tremendous, says General Manager Jay Wilmot. Our new retailers have driven real momentum this year, and we're seeing families and young adults fully embracing the holiday season at our property. We absolutely love to see it.
Wait, did I tell you I went shopping at Spencer's this past weekend?
What did you get?
I didn't get anything because
so
they were sold out of the size that I needed.
Oh, you wanted clothes.
I wanted a t-shirt.
They have everything and anything.
Yes, they do.
My father is still peeling off the 3,200 glow-in-the-dark stars I put on my ceiling in high school.
Yeah. He just wanted to be a part of the galaxy.
It was. I don't know what it was. I was so drawn to that store. And there were so many things. Even now as an adult, I find myself in there and I'm like, I can't believe how much crap in here I want to take home with me. It's so bizarre. And Greece Ridge has always had a special place in my heart. It's where I got my first job at PacSun.
Yeah.
I was crushing it.
Not really super fitting for your personality.
No, not at all.
But yeah, for sure.
$42 paycheck. First paycheck, I walked right on down to Circuit City and bought a red Motorola pager that's currently upstairs in my desk drawer. I'm telling you.
Does it still work?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the holidays and Christmas shopping, I mean, Christmas shopping is hard enough, as you guys know. But why do people insist on making it even more difficult? And I was asked by family members, and this happens every year, what do you want for Christmas? And this year, my response has gotten a ton of pushback, and I don't know why. Have any of you dealt with this same thing by the people you love?
So awkward.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Have you ever been asked what you want for Christmas, and then you... I don't know. Your answer gets a ton of pushback. That's what happens to me year after year. And I don't understand why.
Why is this happening? Because this happens often. What do you want for Christmas? Give me your list. Give me your list. Give me your list. Finally, I get you something. You're like, you don't need that. Why are we getting that?
I'm asked by my brothers every year. I'm asked by my parents. What do you want? And when I tell them, suddenly I'm met with a side eye or a sigh or comments like, oh, really? Well, then why ask me?
Right.
Why ask if you're not actually going to get it for me? For example, the other night, my brother's like, what do you want for Christmas? Is there anything in particular you want? And now we're at a certain age in our lives where if we want something, we buy it. But we're still open to getting each other something small.
Right.
You know, maybe that's how you guys work, too. You can't buy this huge gift for everybody in your family. It's impossible.
Sure.
Especially now, you know, I'm an uncle. I have nieces. I have nephews. I have you. I have people I need to think about.
It's a whole thing.
I have to buy for myself. So my brother's like, what do you want? I was like, you know what, man? I typically have to buy dude wipes for myself every single month.
This is true.
You know, and that's like twice a month. So it's about, I'm spending at least $24 a month on that. I was like, why don't you get me like 6 packs or maybe a 12 pack of that? He goes, I'm not doing that. I said, why not?
Yeah,
he goes, that's an absolute waste of money. I said, well, time out a second. Hold on. I said, what's the difference between buying that or buying toilet paper? I still have to spend the money.
Right.
He goes,
I don't want to spend the money. It would be a gift for me to not spend that money.
So he rolls his eyes and refuses to give me what it is that I want on my Christmas list. I'm like, why did you ask me then? He goes, you got to come up with something else.
No, I'm the same way. That's what I asked for Christmas this year.
Dude wipes?
Not dude wipes, but I asked for a bidet. I did.
Oh, really? See, and those are like $120. Some of those are $700, depending on how fancy they are.
Yeah,
did you get it?
Mine was $30 on Amazon. Well, Christmas isn't here yet, so I don't know. But I did ask for it.
I thought you already had one.
In my old apartment. I'm not going to like take it off the toilet.
Why?
I'll just get a new one. It's $30.
Oh, no, I would have taken that with me.
It's like filled with like feces. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
I'm good. People do this all the time. And when you get older, your Christmas list changes dramatically. It goes from toys and clothes and brand names. And now it's like, can you pay my rent? Can you maybe cover a month of car insurance?
And listen, the thing about the
holidays.
They're
like, no, that's not fun.
If you guys have a mother like mine, Christmas is Christmas because of my mother. And they don't want to hand you an envelope full of cash. As much as that, you know, as much as we want an envelope full of cash, they want something meaningful that's going to fulfill them.
It's selfish at the end of the day. It's giving gifts is selfish. It is.
I don't know. Would you rather someone just guess at your gift or ask you and then they ignore your answer? I mean, have you ever gotten pushback for the gift you actually wanted? What was it? I can't. Over the years, I've asked for quite a few things.
What is the big like pushback on helping people out with things that they need? Like it's not even a want anymore. We're not in a place financially to want things. Like we can barely afford our groceries. Like get me a
For a perfect example, last year my dad's like, What do you want for Christmas this year? Is there anything that you've been wanting? I said, yeah. I honestly have had my eyes on Chuck Norris Total Gym 3000. I'd love that for my apartment. And he's like, give me a break.
What's that?
It's like a workout. It's an all-in-one like home gym. I was like, I would love a Total Gym 3000. I had one in high school, Breeze. And this, you think I'm jacked now? Give me 3 months.
Nobody said that. Nobody
you know?
Thinks that.
I would be a machine. And he wants nothing to do with it. He wanted nothing to do with it. I was like, what if we go halvesies? Nope, you don't need that. Go to the gym.
Oh
you already
God.
Have a membership. See, this is what I'm talking about. Every single year, it's the pushback. It's telling me why I don't need the thing that I want.
Then don't ask me. Don't ask me if you're not going to be like, I don't know, if you're not going to do anything or get anything that I'm asking for on my list. Don't ask. You clearly have your mind made up, and that's the end of that. It's disheartening, to say the least. And I know Christmas is about giving and, you know, and at the end of the day, receiving is nice. But there's nothing more frustrating than receiving a gift you know you're not going to use. It's a waste of money at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, there are. That's the thing, too, is.
Don't you want to get me something I'll use?
Right. And so I started guessing and I started getting my brothers like just laser pointers.
No.
There was this sale, not even a sale, but everything was marked down at the Dollar General. And I know what you're thinking. How can you possibly mark down anything at the Dollar General? They did it. There are some things in there that cost $3. Well, for a dollar, you can get a laser pointer and the tip switch out. So you can get like a star or a cool design and everybody got one. They were cheap, but...
Yeah.
Honestly,
like, it's all I could afford at the time. My hands were tied.
I was super stoked to give them this gift because
let me guess, they all just left it at your parents' house.
I don't think any of them took it with them. I'm like, all right, whatever.
You have a laser pointer in each hand. It's a laser light show. You're like, this is my dream. You and your space buddy in your bedroom at night. It's like, wow.
Let's go over to Janine. Good morning, guys. Moose, I feel this 100%. My parents ask me what I want, and then they act shocked when I answer honestly. It's like they just want to argue. I don't know what it is.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do just want to argue.
I asked for a Kindle. what is that, like the digital?
It's like a thing where you read books.
They still sell those?
Yeah, people still use them all the time.
I wanted a Kindle, and my dad said, absolutely not. You don't need that. Oh. Okay, so why did you ask?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
But we did just have this conversation earlier in the week. Getting someone a gift that they ask for that they don't use is infuriating as well. The Ninja Creamy.
Yeah, you bought your mom a Ninja Creamy.
It's still in the box.
It's still in the box.
Never to be used once.
Me and my brothers chipped in and got my parents a wine cooler one year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a cooler. It's a wine fridge. It's digital.
Yeah.
You put like 16 bottles in there.
Sure.
It's nice. It's underneath the basement steps.
Right.
It's collecting dust.
Is there wine in it?
No. I mean, Christmas is supposed to be about giving, but why does telling someone what you actually want turn into a debate?
Yeah. So now we have things like dude wipes and tampons on our Christmas list. So things are going really well.
Right. So any of you guys, we're located at 70 Commercial Street. If any of you guys
drop my Amazon wish list if you want.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait,
what?
Starting at 3 today on 98PX.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The holidays are officially here, and this weekend, if you are looking for a good excuse to get blackout, this...
Oh my God, Moose.
No, I'm kidding. Well, this is it. I'm kidding, though. This is for a good cause. The 10th annual Kringle Crawl for a Cause is taking place in downtown Rochester. And joining us live in the studio is Louie and Debbie, who really, you guys are in charge of, like, this is your baby, isn't it?
The brains behind the operation.
Yep. That's amazing. Thank you guys for coming on the show this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We have to talk about this. It's the 10th annual. A really cool event, but for those who have never, ever had the chance to be a part of this bar crawl, what can people expect? Where's all the money actually going to make a difference here in our community?
Well, every year we do a different organization, and this year we're doing IAC Kids and okay. Zoe's Light. Specifically, we're doing it for a little girl named Ellie, who is blind in one eye and her other eye is compromised, and her dream is to see the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wow.
So we want to get her and her family there to Paris.
To Paris.
Wow.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
What are they looking to raise for that? Is there a goal in mind right now?
Yes, $25,000.
Okay, $25,000. And to be able to actually be a part of this event, because this is going to be in downtown on like East and Alexander, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a number of different bars lined up that is going to be a part of this charity.
And how much does it cost to be a part of this event? And are they like donation based after that as well for the tickets?
Well, it's $30.
Okay.
And you get pizza and food and a lot of fun.
Yep. Clearly.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So here's what's going down. The stops downtown for the Kringle Crawl this Saturday, December 6th. It's going to be Murphy's Law, 12:30 to 2. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. The Lodge. Where's the Lodge, Louie?
It's the actual vinyl space. It's in the basement of Vinyl.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
And then Fool's Gold is from 3 to 4, and then Anthology, where we do the bachelor auction, that's going to be from 4 to 6. So it's an all-day event. And if people wanted to be a part of it, you said it's $30. Where can they go to actually get that ticket, or if you will, to actually sign up?
Yeah, it's kringlecrawl.com. You can go right through the website, 2Ks.
2Ks.
Kringlecrawl.com.
Kringlecrawl.com. Craziest thing that's happened at one of these in the last 10 years.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
That's such a great question. Craziest thing that happened. I mean, this isn't crazy, but I'll start thinking about every year we have an oversold type of environment. So we're really, you know, we're really fortunate.
The energy's
that
there.
We're really fortunate that everyone shows up. Oh, craziest one. I have the craziest story.
Please.
So, you know, the average age of this.
I was going to ask, am I too old?
45.
Okay, I just hit the mark.
Yeah. I would say 45.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a great blend of people. But the craziest story, this older woman, maybe in her. Maybe in her. Sorry, I had to stick it. Maybe in her 80s. We were at the last stop a couple years ago.
Sure.
And we were having a blast. People were getting on the bar. So here we go. This 80-year-old.
Crazy, Coyote Ugly style.
She got on the bar.
She did not get on the bar.
Oh, she didn't.
She tried to get on the bar.
Right.
And she stepped on a sink. and the sink was not able to hold her.
Oh, this is an absolute disaster.
Oh, disaster. And the poor woman fell.
It's literally my worst nightmare.
How many glasses of Arbor Mist deep was she, would you say?
Considering it was the fourth stop.
Yeah.
She was 6 to 8 deep. Probably.
You know what I mean? For 80 years old, still going strong. That's pretty, honestly.
The fact that she could even get her leg up on the sink, is I'm proud of her.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. Yes. So I've been on the website, and it's obviously kringlecrawl.com. It's $30. It's this Saturday. It starts at 12:30 at Murphy's Law. You guys know where that is?
How does this start? You just go to Murphy's Law, or is there like a check-in somewhere, or is that taking place at the bar?
Yeah, so you check in at Murphy's Law. You have to start there. I mean, again, I think ticket sales have been great. I think we're close to $22,000 raised already,
nice.
Thanks to our sponsor, like major sponsors.
Correct.
So it's been good.
Do these places have drink specials that they're donating a portion of the proceeds?
It's voluntary. I mean, as we know, hospitality is a tough industry. So we just say, look, if you'd like to donate a percentage of your sales, great. So it's voluntary on there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just so you guys know, IAC Kids, correct, and Zoe's Light, ambitious goal this year, trying to raise $20,000 for two remarkable organizations supporting children. And Zoe, we're trying to get to Paris, yes?
Ellie
is who we're trying to get to Paris.
Ellie, we're trying to get to Paris, yes.
This is a goal I think all of us, if we come together, like you said, it's $30. And then are there QR codes that people can scan?
To donate more money?
Great idea. Thank you. No.
I would suggest that.
Yeah.
And maybe set those up around the bar so when people are in there, they can just go ahead, scan it, and they can just right on the spot. You know
I agree.
We do have QR codes for raffles. We've got a ton of
prizes
raffles.
You guys are giving away too. Okay,
and
awesome.
And I also want to mention, if I could, the dogs are playing from 4 to 6 at Anthology, and if you can only get there by 4 o'clock, it's a $10 admission just to listen to the band.
Okay.
It all goes to charity.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, they don't take a dime of that.
Basically to say, if the tickets to the bar crawl sell out, you can still join in on the fun at the last stop. Get tickets at the door at Anthology. The dogs are playing.
Yeah, awesome.
They're the best.
Guys,
cool.
Meet us
so
there. Murphy's Law, 12:30, kringlecrawl.com to get, you spend the $30 there, and obviously it's going to a really good cause. Louie, Debbie, thank you guys so much for being part of the show and coming in to get the word out. Really appreciate
it.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll see you guys Saturday. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Have any of your friendships changed since becoming a parent? And how did you deal with it? We got a message from a listener by the name of Caitlin from Brockport, really going through it, looking to not feel so alone, if you will. And the title of her message was, I'm feeling really alone after losing all of my closest friends postpartum. Is this normal?
Right.
Caitlin wrote in and said, good morning, guys. I listen to you all the time. Was wondering if you can ask your audience if they have ever been through something similar. I have always had a tiny... a tight-knit friend group, but becoming a single mom from earlier this year changed everything. So my friends have never been around babies. And while I tried to keep them updated, I was struggling. I'm sleep-deprived, finally stretched to my limit. I'm overwhelmed with work, and I needed emotional support, not advice. But they often seem annoyed or offered unhelpful solutions. Hosting visits became exhausting. And even when they offered to help, it didn't actually help. And the final straw was when one friend accidentally texted me saying I was being dramatic and self-centered, and none of them ever apologized. I pulled back from my own mental health, and eventually we just stopped talking. I love my son, but now I have no close friends, and I'm honestly okay being alone right now because my son is my priority. But I also feel sad that I've lost the only close friends I had. And I don't know if this is just a part of becoming a parent, or if I'm overreacting, or if this is kind of friendships breaking up.
Yeah.
Is this something other parents have gone through? Has anyone else experienced friendships falling apart like this after having a baby? Thank you, guys.
So when she says they accidentally texted her that, I'm sure they were probably talking amongst themselves, and she was...
She happened to... She saw it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be so many parents... listening right now who have been through the exact same situation that Caitlin is currently dealing with.
I mean, it's so funny that we're talking about this because I've been going through this situation currently, and I'm not a parent, but my friends are parents. So, like, it's hard to navigate and balance when their schedules aren't as free as they once were, and you can't just, like, on a whim go to dinner and drinks. Like,
can't do it. And if you do that, I mean, you got to plan a month or two out in advance.
Or, like, your hangouts are different now because they have to bring their kid, and it's like, they could have to leave at any moment because of a blowout. I mean, like, who knows?
My brother texted me the first week of November. What are you doing the third week of December? I'm like, I don't know why. Can we do dinner and drinks? I'm like, yeah, man, anytime.
What do you have going on in 2027?
My schedule's wide open, but for him, he's looking forward to this like you wouldn't believe, you know? And I get it. He's got twins. He's married. Sometimes it's really, really tough for people who don't have kids to really understand, you know? But if you found yourself losing close friends after having a child, tell us, you know, just so our girl Caitlin doesn't feel so alone. 585-252-9800. Aaron is texting in first and says, Caitlin, you're not overreacting.
Yeah.
My best friend stopped talking to me after I had my first. I was exhausted, didn't want to go out. She didn't get it. It took me years to rebuild a new support system. You can do it too.
This might be really hard to hear, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by saying this, but when you find yourself in this situation of having a child and being a new parent and adjusting to the kinks, you will find out who your true friends are. And if they choose to ditch and be like, it's just not for me. It's not serving me. It's not working out for my schedule. They were never your true friend to begin with.
That's true. If they're not going to stick around while you try to figure out how to become a parent for the first time, then
I have seen my best friend way less since she became a mother, but that's okay. Becoming a mother was and is her dream. And I'm so happy that she gets to live that out. And if our friendship doesn't get to be activated as frequently, it is what it is. But I know that's my best friend.
I'm not expecting probably Caitlin's friends to understand. It sounds like they're in their mid-20s, so they really haven't gone through it yet. Right. Danielle says this girl, yeah, same thing. This girl's in her early 20s. She's young, and so are her friends. Their focus is going out and having a good time, which makes sense, but she's a mom. Her priorities have shifted. Yeah. Time to get a new friend group. Losing friends sometimes is harder than breakups.
It really is. And like, sometimes there's no reason you're losing your friends. It's just different stages and phases and seasons of life. I was just talking about this with my fiance. It's like, I have always had so many friends, and then like, as you get older, they kind of just dissipate, or you kind of realize which ones were more surface level than not.
Yeah.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, and it sometimes hurts your feelings, but you need a solid one or two friends that are going to be there for you through every season of your life.
Then 100
those are the real
don't.
Ones. Yes.
Right. I pulled back from everyone when my twins were born. My mental health was fragile, and I needed boundaries. It's okay to let friendships fade if they drain you. And I'll get to this one. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I found an online group called Single Moms Supporting Moms, and it's honestly been a lifeline for me. People share everything from diaper hacks to venting about exhausting evenings. I would definitely recommend her checking it out, especially as a single mom. Yeah, because it's heartbreaking when old friends drift, but it's also kind of liberating.
Yeah, it is.
You want to find people who want to support you, not just, oh, the baby's cute kind of support.
And you also need to keep in mind where you're at now is not where you're going to be in 5 years. It's not where you're going to be in 10 years. When your kid is growing up, you're going to meet their friends' parents, and you are going to, you know, cultivate new friendships and new relationships that are going to be just as important to you and serve you in that moment of your life. So it's just more relatability.
When all my friends had kids, because before that, I used to just drop by, just ring the doorbell or walk in. They're like, can I still do that? They're like, you probably shouldn't do that. I'm like, okay. I'll try to be more self-aware. Caitlin, first off, thank you for writing in. and sharing that with us. I mean, you're not alone in this, even if it feels like it sometimes. But as you get older, like Breezy said, and you go through different chapters of your life, your circle is definitely going to get smaller.
Yeah.
We promise you, it's a good thing.
And that's okay.
The people that are supposed to be there for you will show up and they'll stay. Thank you for all the messages.
This is hard, though. My heart goes out to her, truly.
Yeah. And congrats on being a new mom. Thanks for all the text. We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings, Moose. And at what point do you stop calling it a coincidence and start calling somebody out? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk about those people in your life who don't just get inspired by you. They mirror your entire existence.
They take your life as a blueprint and they just fully send it as their own.
Right. You get a haircut, so do they. You adopt a horse, maybe they adopt a horse. Next thing you know, that's it. Game over. Have any of you ever noticed that someone was slowly trying to steal your identity?
Mm.
And did you say anything to them about it? So Marissa's on hold right now. She says this isn't a coincidence anymore. Her neighbor is straight up copying and pasting everything her 8-year-old does onto her daughter. And she says it's starting to get weird. Hi, Marissa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for letting me vent. I'm going to try to do my best and not sound petty.
Well, tell us, we want to know where your frustration with your neighbor is actually stemming from.
Well, it's been a long time coming, you know. At first, it wasn't that annoying, but now instead of frustrating, everything's gotten creepy. So mm-hmm. let me explain. Okay, I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And she's got a best friend and they do play dates together and all of that. And I know her mom kind of let's call her Stacy. So I've known Stacy for a while. We see each other around but we don't really hang out like in mom groups or anything.
Sure.
But she's been copying literally everything I do.
No.
I know that sounds crazy, but I don't mean like for me as a mom, for my daughter. And first it was like little stuff, you know, because they're hanging out and friends sometimes do matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
And I bought my daughter these super cute sneakers from Target and boom. Stacey's kid shows up the next week at our play date in the exact same pair. So it was like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cute. And then I posted a picture of my daughter's room after we, you know, redecorated. I guess she saw something and she's like, oh, I want rainbow lights. And so we did the whole room. Guess who suddenly is redoing their daughter's room with the same rainbow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Stop it.
Do you think maybe it's a coincidence?
You know, I wanted to think that it was like, you know, because like little kids, they do best friendy things. And I thought maybe the girls have talked about it. But here's where it's like really weird. OK, so and I'm actually kind of pissed about it because I think this kind of crosses the line. Last month, my daughter, she's been talking about this haircut for a long time. It's like that. It's really popular right now. It's that kind of like shoulder length bob with a little curl.
Okay.
Anyway, so I finally got it for her. And the next week, you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, okay.
Everything. And this time, it was the first time that my daughter said something, and that's really when I knew that they hadn't talked about it. And this was all Stacy because my daughter was like, you know, sometimes it's nice to be the first person to have something cool or, you know, and I was like, well, you know, it's just a haircut. And then
this is the final straw. We thought there was a final straw. It keeps getting better. What did she do? What else did she copy?
So, you know, a lot of kids have the same style winter coats. Like, you guys know how, like, things are in fashion or whatever. So everybody had this same coat in black. Like, all the kids were like, oh, I have a black one. But I got my daughter the purple one. And it's a purple North Face. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was very specific.
Sure.
And And I brought it up to her. I was like, listen, everybody's going to have these shoes. Everybody's going to have that haircut now. But nobody else is going to have this coat.
Guess who's got it?
She's got it.
She's got it. She found it.
You already know.
So,
the same jacket, the same color.
Okay. Obviously, maybe in the beginning, this could be looked at as flattery. Now it's just kind of what you mentioned earlier. It's creepy. Yes?
Yeah, it's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, kids definitely want to fit in at school and they want to, you know, do the cool thing, 6'7", you know, whatever they're into.
Yeah, right.
I'm dead.
But I'm feeling now I want to test it and I want to like buy some really tacky, ugly stuff.
Yeah.
To see if
just
that's what it
see
is.
What, and yeah, what's happening here.
So now your daughter has to suffer.
I don't want to teach my daughter like how to be so mean and petty at a young age, but I definitely want to say, listen, how about we try this? But I don't know if I should just talk to her about it, or how do I even bring that up?
Yeah.
I mean, so
right.
That's why I'm calling.
All right. Well, let's ask our listeners, 585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in on this. This is probably more common than most people think.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman
it's,
is...
It's keeping up with the Joneses to a T.
She is copying and pasting your entire life, or your daughter's life, for that matter.
That's right there. So she's not, like, copying my style. Not that she could, but, you know, it's...
I'm done with you.
Yes.
Okay, Marissa, this is a tough one this morning. And if you guys are just tuning in... Marissa's daughter's best friend's mom is copying everything that you're doing for your 8-year-old, correct, Marissa? And now it's to a point where it's so obvious that you can't even ignore it anymore.
Yeah, it's gross at this point.
So, guys, how do you bring this up to the neighbor? Any suggestions? Would love to hear from you. Marissa, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Bye, queen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Don't fly off the handlebars. There are worse things that could be happening right now in your life. Her copying is not the end of the world. I understand it's probably annoying, though.
Yeah, and especially before the holidays.
Yeah, I just don't want to get to a point where you're, you know, the Netflix all of a sudden does, you know, The Perfect Neighbor Part 2.
Right.
Thanks, Marissa.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
At what point, though, does it stop being flattering and start being weird? Is she looking way too deep into this? Does it even matter?
They make horror movies about this stuff.
Oh, do they?
Like, they make scary movies about this stuff.
Let's get over to our friend Matthew on hold. Hey, bud.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. What's I love the Matthew drop. Well done.
Thank
you. Another Marissa. I mean, your kid's what a terrible problem to have. A trendsetter, a little girl wants to copy her friend. Like, at this point, you might as well be a fashion designer if you don't want anybody to copy your style. Like, you're a trendsetter.
Wait, do you think, let me ask you this, do you think that the little girl is going to her mom and saying, hey, I want to look like Sally? Or do you think the mom's like, yeah, that's a great blueprint, I'll just take that?
Who cares? They're kids.
They are
like,
kids.
What a terrible problem to have. She got a purple coat. That's awesome. I mean, then her friend got it. I mean, it's about good vibes. Who would get mad at something like that? Also, who would adopt a horse and then also adopt a horse? I caught that earlier. I didn't understand that.
People do it, man. I'm just trying to give an example. Maybe it wasn't the best one. But listen, at the end of the day, like, I understand. I deal with this problem on the daily.
We see that Instagram. We see that movie.
Yeah. I don't know why she's laughing.
There's
I feel
not one person. They don't want their ankles exposed.
I feel like I kind of am a trendsetter. All right, Matt. Thanks for your wise words this morning. We always appreciate it.
Love you guys.
Love
later.
You. Oh, my gosh.
Let's go over to Mike. The winter coat is what did it for me. You can't tell me she walked into the store and picked the same exact one by accident. It's a possibility. I mean, it's a North Face jacket.
The most basic jacket in the game.
Jill says, I have a coworker who I do not like because she's the same person. And at first, you take it as flattery, and then there comes a point where you just get annoyed and creeped out because people try to steal your identity. They're kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is time to have a conversation with this woman and be nice about it. But, you know, just say, hey, I noticed that myself and my daughter have played a real positive influence on you and your daughter's life. And I have to be honest, it's creeping us both out, but we're still flattered.
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just get the things I see. You're like, yeah, you see my daughter every day. So that makes sense.
Thanks for the messages and calls, guys.
I kind of agree with Matt, though. Let it ride.
You gotta
vibes, more life. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Can you access quality health insurance? Yes, New York. Can you get help enrolling from a real person? Yes, New York. Can you find plans that are right for you and your family? Yes, New York. It's time to enroll for 2026 health insurance. Say yes to quality health coverage from New York State of Health. Enroll or renew today. Visit nystateofhealth.ny.gov or call 1-855-355-5777.
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning at McDonald's with one of our tasty bagel sandwiches, like the steak, egg, and cheese bagel or bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, and pair it with $1.39 any size icy cold Dr. Pepper. Save time and order ahead in the app. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Right now at GetMyPerks.com, get a half-price certificate to Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Village Gate. For over 25 years, Selena's has been serving the best Mexican cuisine in Rochester. And now, Selena's features delicious all-new menu items with something for everyone, including gluten-free and vegetarian options. Get your half-price certificate to Selena's Mexican Restaurant in Village Gate today at GetMyPerks.com.
Save, save, save! GetMyPerks.com.
You've waited all year, and now the best deals are here. It's the Vision Year-End Sales Event. Every car, marked down, new or used, buy or lease. Got a trade-in? We'll give you the most for it. Got a credit issue? We'll make it work for you. It's been a record year, and we're closing it out with the biggest savings yet. And don't forget, every Vision vehicle comes with the Vision Care Package. The year-end sales event going on now at all 11 Vision locations.
What if Juliet got a second chance at life after Romeo and Juliet, created by the Emmy-winning writer from Schitt's Creek and pop music's number one hitmaker, playing West Her Auditorium Theater, December 9th through 14th.
Injured? Call the 8s. Selena Law brings unmatched firepower to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company so you can get back to living your life.
888-CAR-CRASH, call Selena.
Salino.
State Street, Rochester.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Z-O-O-T-A-N, I was tan last summer, now I'm pale again. I need a little bit of help to be ready for the beach soon. Tan puts some within my reach. Brown as a biscuit for $9.99. ZoomTan.com for a limited time.
ZoomTan, $9.99. ZoomTan.
Go to ZoomTan.com/radio to get the $9.99 offer.
For a written transcript of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, just write down everything we say.
98 PXY.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she's so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room. Wait, I think I've been there too. What'd you do to get you off? Taking down her hair like, oh my god. Taking off your shirt, I did that once. Or twice, I know. But I think I like her, she's so fun. Wait, I think I hate her, I'm not that evolved. I'm sorry, she's missing it. Sad, sad boy, not my business. But I had to warn ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.